Thank you very much, Madam Vice President. Portugal warmly welcomes the delegation of Montenegro and thanks it for the presentation of their comprehensive national UPR report. Portugal offers the following recommendations. One, change the current medical model and approach to mental health and disability by prohibiting practices that lead to involuntary deprivation of liberty of persons with mental health conditions or psychosocial disabilities based on the suspicion of mental illness. Two, reform the existing legal provision that requires transgender persons to undergo a surgical intervention in order to obtain legal recognition. Three, adopt a definition of torture that is not subjected to any statute of limitations and that covers all the elements contained in Article 1 of the Convention Against Torture. Four, provide the National Human Rights Institution with adequate human and financial resources to strengthen the institution's capacity of implementing its mandate in line with the Paris Principles. And finally, five, consider the establishment or strengthening of the existing national mechanism for coordination, implementation, reporting, and follow-up in line with elements arising from good practices identified in the OHCHR study guide of 2016 concerning NMRFs. Thank you, Madam Vice President.